Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is Dukes and Bell, and we want to talk to our man Jason Longshore, which is always brought to you by our friends at Dunkin'. Dunkin' Southern-style sausage biscuits are here. Enjoy the Southern flaky biscuit and Dunkin's classic sausage. Grab two for $4 for a limited time. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Hey, Jason, before we get into the match this last weekend, news coming down that Gabriel Heinze is going to be suspended for the team's upcoming road matchup against New York City FC. What do you know about this?
It's yellow card accumulation. It's something we don't normally see with managers, but welcome to the Gabriel Heinze era here in Atlanta. He gets one for breaking up a fight in his technical area, and I guess he stepped outside of the little dotted lines to break up the fight, and he kind of made it clear in his media availability today that he feels like he did the right thing, which, I mean, otherwise you're going to have two players fighting right in front of the bench. Do you want that? Or do you want the manager to try to separate them and get a yellow card and then get an accumulation suspension?
Yeah, and again, I also like the fact that he works the refs and he's yelling a lot because MLS and these guys, pro refs will make you do that. It's very exasperating, Jason, because we've talked about those. I mean, there's nothing more heartbreaking than when a draw feels like a loss, to be up 2-0. And first thing, should Brad have just gotten a better handle on that first shot? Because the second one was just a golazo, which they gave the shooter too much space. But what do you make up of these defensive mishaps and how much you put on Brad or not?
Well, the first shot took a deflection in front of Brad, and that makes it far more difficult from a shot that hit well from about 22, 23 yards out and takes a deflection maybe 18 yards in front of Gazan. So he's already made his decision. He's starting to move one way. It deflects. It's not a huge deflection, but it's enough to take it from where your hands are going to get on the ball to where it's going to handcuff you and it's going to be inside in your body, and it's hard to smother it and bring it in. There's a lot of different little individual things that happen on both of the goals that were conceded. There was a lot of space conceded on the second goal. It's an incredibly well-hit golazo, but it's easy for Jacob Glesnes to get that ball in space and take a five-yard touch and let it rip. The first goal, there were a lot of issues before the shot was taken. It was a little too free for that to happen. This is the challenge right now for Atlanta United to put 90 minutes together. They're getting close. You know, we talked about this right before the break where it felt like Atlanta was putting together sequences in games that were very strong. You know, the first 45 against Philadelphia and CONCACAF, really strong moments in Seattle before the break, earning a point there. Moments that are good, but not a whole half or not a whole match. Now it's getting further along, and they're not able to put together those final 10 minutes, that final 5 minutes to see things out. I'm happy with the way the team is playing. I'm happy with what they're building towards, but that doesn't get you results. You want both. You want strong play and the results to back it up. Right now they're getting strong play. They're not getting the results to show for it.
It's Jason Longshore here on the WaitForward.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. The individual errors, how do you get that corrected? Is that just guys not being locked in?
Yeah, it's just maintaining focus for 90 minutes. It's just making the plays. And look, the way Atlanta United's going to play, and this is something that has been pretty well understood since Gabriel Heinze was hired, is that they're not going to create a large safety net. You know, this is not going to be a team that gets a lead and then parks a bus. And I believe that's what, you know, the team has really been founded on. It's what, you know, a lot of people would like to see it's not always easy to say, okay, get two goals and then just sit back and defend. That doesn't always work. We've seen that fall apart as well. So with the team playing the way it is, with everything being man-to-man or being very aggressive, very risk-taking, getting numbers forward as much as you can, first off, put games away. Find goal number three where you've got a team on the ropes. Put the game to bed. That's one way to handle it. Two, late in those moments, players have to make the right performances and be switched on. And you saw a couple of situations here where it's a momentary hesitation. It's a little bit late to step. It's a little bit slow to react, and the team is getting punished for it. Doesn't always happen where you get punished for these mistakes. Right now, Atlanta United's getting punished for these mistakes.
It is our man, Jason Longshore, guys, at Longshoe on Twitter. You can always talk Five Stripes and everything else with Jason. Joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. After what Philadelphia did to us in the first leg of CONCACAF, I was just so stoked to see us go up 2-0. So, yeah, that one really hurt. No time to think about it, though. Midweek action. What do we got coming up on Wednesday?
Yeah, I almost think it's best that it's a short break and you're back at it on Wednesday. The minutes are going to pile up a little bit, and that's going to be a concern, but it's a trip to Red Bull Arena to face New York City. I know that sounds confusing, but the way the MLS season went this year with a little bit later start, dealing with everything during the pandemic, baseball schedule's already locked in, Yankees got their stadium, so NYC has to go rent from their cross-town or cross-state neighbors in this case. The Red Bulls. So that actually helps Atlanta, in my opinion. A wider field, I think, is a good thing for Atlanta United.
Right.
But they're facing a team that's very good in New York City and a team that is not going to be happy about their last match. They lost late to New England, 3-2. New York City's been a very good attacking team this season. They have a couple of the top attackers in the league in terms of goals scored in Jesus Medina and Valentin Castellanos. I do wonder how they're going to play this one out defensively because they're missing Alexander Callens, one of their starting center backs, who is away at Copa America with Peru. You know, one of the storylines to take away from Sunday, guys, in my opinion, is without Joseph Martinez and without Jurgen Damm, who is making the trip to New Jersey for this match tomorrow, without those guys, Atlanta United still is able to get 20 shots in this match. That's a high for the season. The attack feels like it's building and coming together more and more, and that's going to be critical against a New York City team that is not at full strength defensively.
I want to ask you about another club. Some friends of mine sent me some pictures. They were at Q2 Stadium. This is in Austin. Austin FC has this soccer-specific stadium. It looks amazing. Mm. And Matthew McConaughey is co-owner of this team as well. And I just want to ask, as far as soccer growing, you know, we always are fearful that they're moving too fast. Is it too, you know, expansion too much? But isn't this a good thing? Isn't McConaughey being a part of this and right now having soccer there and a soccer-specific state, isn't this a good thing for MLS?
It's a wonderful thing. And McConaughey is, I think, so genuine with everything he's doing around this team. And he just really seems to be enjoying himself. Breaking out the green suit, playing the drum, getting the crowd going. Right. They've got the Olé chant that they've modified to his all right thing. So they're doing all these different things, and it's kind of a unique feel with Austin. It's great. There's not a concern about overexpansion, in my opinion, at all. The level of talent in this country is at, you know, a point that we've never seen in soccer since it came to the United States, since the Federation started. There's never been this much talent in this country. And then when you add in just the way that the business is, MLS teams can go bring in talent from other countries. There's no shortage of talent. That's not going to be an issue. If you can create new experiences like Austin, you know, coming soon, Charlotte, St. Louis, it's a good thing for the league, and I think McConaughey's involvement is good for the league, and they're seeing a big bump from it. Now you see Houston Dynamo with new ownership today. You see the former Houston Texans president who stepped down in February, Jamie Roots, who's a former college soccer player at Clemson. He's taking over the Houston Dynamo and Houston Dash. You know, that's a big move. There's big things happening for soccer in this country. It's exciting.
It's Jason Longshore, guys, as we're getting ready for midweek action right here on 92.9 The Game. And don't forget, it's on Star 94, by the way, because we've got Hawks as well. Jason, because of the international competition, and obviously Joseph is out, we were talking about this last week, when are we going to see Jurgen Damm back in the mix? I thought that might be a guy, especially with Hyman out, just trying to create some mismatches, especially coming off the side, I guess, or the edge, I should say.
Yeah, he wasn't ready on Sunday. He is making the trip, according to Gabriel Heinze, for tomorrow. Doesn't mean he'll play, doesn't mean he'll start, but he's making the trip. That's a great sign. And with a quick turnaround, you know, game tomorrow, and then Sunday the Red Bulls come to town, then Chicago, then Nashville, the games are coming, and you're going to need Jurgen Damm, especially because we're going to get this kind of two-headed monster with international absences with Joseph Martinez and Ronald Hernandez, who scored for Venezuela over the weekend. They're away for now. They could be back possibly as soon as July 3rd, probably July 8th, but that might be when Miles Robinson or George Bello or Brad Gazan or some combination of the three are called into the U.S. men's national team for the Gold Cup. So Jurgen Damm getting back in the mix is critical.
Jason, always good to have you on. Again, Gabby will travel with the team. He just will not be on the field, on the pitch with the guys, but suspended for this next match. We'll talk to you soon, Jason. Thank you again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.